step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Let's go over to the Maya Kowalski story and what's going on there, that trial going on right now. This case, absolutely just infuriating. If you have children, if you've ever been in the medical system and had any sort of interaction, you know, good or bad, because it's a scary reality that Maya's family faced when they brought her in to be seen at Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital. They were completely ripped away from their daughter, accused of abuse and not able to have contact with her for 90-some days, unless it was very regulated. And in that process, her mother ends up killing herself over the stress and trying to get attention to the wrong that was happening to that family. This is a case where there's so many times we scream at our system and the system of CPS of not stepping in when they need to. In this case, they stepped in and they just kept going despite all the evidence, despite all of the data, despite the doctors that she's had saying, look, this is, you're wrong. We need to treat her this way. And her parents are not abusers. What the hell is going on here? And just how much power, you know, does this system have to do this sort of thing?
I don't know. This is a very complicated one. There's a few questions I'm asking myself that I'd love to know more about in this one. The first thing that strikes me more than anything is the mother committing suicide. So the hospital's claiming that they took her, or they claim that she needed to go into protective custody, but it was because of the mother. Yeah. There's something about her that made them take that action. Mm-hmm. So let's remove our own concepts of we've either had great experiences at a hospital or bad experiences. Yeah. You have a group of people, and that's what I want to know about. I'd love to know the decision makers in that process, how many reps they have doing that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, what I mean is, so when we have an officer, say you have a traffic stop and you have a patrol officer that has done thousands of car stops, they have a sense of what looks normal, what feels normal, whether this is going to be a good stop, a bad stop, or otherwise. Same thing with investigators, like in the Alec Murdaugh case. Mm-hmm. You know, the investigators are rolled up on the scene. They've done it a lot. They had an initial impression of exactly what was going on because they have reps. So the first question I have is for the people at the hospital that made this call, how many reps did they have when they made the call? Because that would say a lot as to the credibility they have when referring it to, you know, protection for the child. Mm-hmm. Part of that process then too is they were claiming that the mother, something was off with the mother. And what happens tragically is the mother does commit suicide. Mm-hmm. So that also then says the little girl and her being taken from the family for 90 days might have been a straw that broke the camel's back, but there's mental health issues if you're committing suicide. So there's definitely mental health challenges I think the mother was facing, whether it was diagnosed, undiagnosed, family knew about it, didn't know about it.
Sure.
So there's a dynamic going on there in that family as well. So I don't know the dynamics of what was going on in the hospital about their level of professionalism. And also the thing that I also do too is they might have had, everyone has a standard operating procedure. If you see X, Y, and Z, do this. If you see X, Y, and Z, do that. I mean, it's how doctors diagnose illnesses as well. You have a protocol. And so, but the protocol is always a start off point. And after you have the start off point from the protocol, after you pass that line of debarkation, I call it, then common sense needs to take effect as well. And we start having conversations, dialogues to see if we're still going to be on protocol or whether we have an unusual situation here. And obviously the girl's diagnosis is in a very unusual situation that played into it. So you have all these different dynamics playing in together. It'll be very interesting to see how it goes.
Dr. Sally Smith is the one that seems to have a lot of fingers pointed at her. She just retired this last year. And we've also learned that Dr. Sally Smith is behind several other cases of families where the children were removed incorrectly. One so where the father even ended up in jail for damn near a year before charges were finally dropped. And this is after Sally had only allegedly met the families for less than a half hour. That sort of power was able to be wielded, which I find extremely disturbing. And of course, when it goes to CPS, they're getting the information from Dr. Sally Smith. They're not necessarily listening to the parents right away. Dr. Sally is telling everything that she thinks that she knows. Sally, and this is a weird one too, because Dr. Sally does have a lot of reps, and Dr. Sally has had more than 3,000 cases that she's worked on over the course of 30 years. So this is not like it's new to her, but these are pretty detrimental screw-ups that she's making with people's lives or made with people's lives over the course of that time to not have any sort of repercussions. Or, I mean, is it one of those just harsh realities of life? Look, if you're going to do something 3,000 times and you got 12 or 13 in there that didn't quite turn out how you thought it would, does there need to be some grace there? Or was Sally just simply not really investigated or looked into too closely after making bad judgment calls?
Yeah, and you highlighted an arc of her life of making bad calls consistently over time, even 13 out of 3,000, it seems like a low number, but it's still a number way too high.
Yeah.
But because she has 3,000 reps, she's going to wield a lot of influence over the people above her. And so if she has strong relationships, she's either well-regarded or well-feared. Mm-hmm. She's going to be able to maintain doing what she does, bad calls or not. So I think you zeroed right in on the challenge there. I think what tragically happened also is that when you have a individual at the right at the wrong time, like this one was with the doctor, and then you have a mother who's dealing with the trauma of everything, and she's got a weak spot, you know, psychologically going, she's got a trauma point as well where she's dealing with something mentally. Mm-hmm. It's just a recipe for a horrendous outcome like happened.
I just think at the end of the day, we still look at this, and I kind of go back to that first thought and question that I had of, we have those cases. Where is someone to step in where it certainly needs to be? And then we have this where, look, the parents willingly bring their children in for help. It's not like someone was knocking on their door going, we think your children might be not being in the best care. They're bringing them in. They're asking for help. They're saying what the children have been through from doctor to doctor, and they need help. To be that swift and quick to villainize the parents and immediately put them on this path of, yeah, guess what? We're going to accuse you of this. And if you want your kid back, you're going to have to go down this road of this is the step you need to take here. You need to check this box. You need to do this. You need to see this therapist. You need to see that person. The judge needs to check off on this without ever being really found guilty. It's just basically the judgment or the opinion of one person that seems to have extreme effects, far more than, you know, our legal system, I guess, really is supposed to allow for, with being accused and charged of things without any sort of judge or jury.
Yeah, hopefully they do a good after action on this one, too, and update their SOP, their standard operating procedures for these kind of things. but it also highlights that, you know, all of us, when we're dealing with the medical community, it's always important to remember you are purchasing a service. I don't know if it would have made a difference in this one. It probably wouldn't have, just because I think Dr. Sally was ruling her nest that she was in. Mm-hmm. But when you are in a dealing with the medical community, you're buying a service. Do your due diligence. You know, just like we look at all the, whether we're getting a plumber, electrician, an HVAC person, someone to take care of our car, our house, anything in life, what are we doing? We are shopping around. We're getting referrals. We're doing deep dives. You know, the great thing that we have, you know, as much as you and I talk about how social media is, you know, killing a lot of things, what is also gives us a lot of tools to do these kind of deep dives too.
Sure.
You know, that you can hopefully make a more informed decision. If you don't like the answers you're getting or the care you're getting or the reputation someone may or may not have, we can start making other choices. Granted, they're in a situation where they didn't have much choices because of the disease that their daughter had. I mean, It's, I don't know what could have been done. You know, the hindsight, the armchair quarterback on this one, it's a hard one. I have no idea. It's just rough. But all we can do is learn a little bit from it and move forward. All of the rest of us, see what we can do differently next time.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.